ringers. You're listening to Today with me, Nick Robinson.
And me, Michelle Hussein.
The headlines. Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledged to guarantee in law Britain leaving the EU by December 2020.
Thank you, Bob. What? Wah! We'll be leaving the EU the bozzer way. Shimmying down a drainpipe, trousers akimbo, with a furious Frenchman screaming, "You dirty bastard!" from an upstairs window. Wah!
One of the Christmas TV highlights will be the return of Wurzel Gummidge, the lovable scarecrow back on our screens after spending the last 4 years leading the Labour Party.
Yes, the scramble to become the new Labour leader has started, kind of like the wacky races, but without the gravitas.
Emily Thornberry was first to declare, insisting she can appeal to the working-class northern voters.
To accuse Labour of being trapped in a London metropolitan elite bubble is as ridiculous as saying Mozart's Die Zauberflöte at Glyndebourne lacked emotional resonance.
Jeremy Corbyn insisted the next Labour leader must be someone as deeply committed as he was to radical socialism, Marxist ideology, and keeping the Tories in power for another 20 years.
The challenge for Labour was to find a leader who appealed both to swanky London professionals and down-to-earth working-class northerners who enjoyed being lied to by Boris Johnson. Who could possibly do all that?
When do I start? Tony's back, bitches, deal with it.
Australia has just experienced its hottest ever day as temperatures hit 45 degrees with wildfires spreading at a rate not seen outside of a hot point washing machine showroom.
In Washington, Donald Trump became only the third president to be impeached alongside Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton.
This is so sad. So bigly sad. It's the last time I was in a three-way with Bill Clinton. It was with a lap dancer called Candy. Way more fun, and her charges were more reasonable than Pelosi. $100 an hour, rubber sheets included.
Meanwhile, at home, it quickly became clear that the BBC would be in the firing line from the new government, with threats to scrap the licence fee and replace Tess and Claudia on Strictly with Mark Francois and Ian Duncan Smith.
The Tory fury stemmed from the BBC demanding Boris Johnson be interviewed by Andrew Neil and not his preferred choice of inquisitor.
What's that, Sooty? You want to know if I can deliver Brexit? Pwah, you bet I can.
However, the BBC insisted it wouldn't be cowed by threats from Downing Street and would stand its ground. Isn't that right, Nick? Nick?
Too late, Michelle. Nick's gone. I'm your new co-host of the new Completely Impartial Today programme. Yes, me, Goovy, 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 Goovy. And now, here is Thought for the Day with Jacob Rees-Mogg.
I am reminded of the words of Jesus, who said, "Blessed are the moneylenders, for they will reach the promised land, which is just outside Dublin."
Well, it's commiserations to our runners-up, boohoo, etc., here on Strictly with an overwhelmingly, absolutely enormous public vote in favour of the brilliant Kelvin and Oti. Boom. Congratulations.
Wait one moment.
Jeremy Corbyn?
While I may have lost Strictly Come Dancing, I won the argument.
You weren't even in the running, frankly.
Typical BBC bias. I very much would have won the show if you'd actually bothered to show footage of me in my living room dancing the Paso Doble with a sequin-clad Ian Lavery.
Right, random. Okay, what do you plan to do now?
Oh, isn't it obvious? I shall refuse to leave, then get thousands of angry Corbynistas to scream at Anton Dubek until he rebrands the Argentine tango the Venezuelan Boogaloo. Keep not stepping down as leader.
Santa laddie, it's the big Sturge. Look, I was going to write you a letter listing the things that I wanted for Christmas, But then I thought, why bother? With this mandate, I can have anything I want. I'm so powerful, like Genghis Khan on the Buckfast. So, don't worry about me this year, Santa. You should focus more on the poor, needy and unfortunate. You know, Scottish Lib Dems. Bosh! Sturge! Hitting the treble 20s. See you!
I have to say that it is wonderful to be here in the north, in Scunthorpe. Your community has suffered terribly, but fear not. For here I am, showering you all with goodies. They have a new motorway, a new bus service, a free voucher for Greggs. You have demonstrated your faith in me, and I will, in turn... Oh, God. Must fight it. Must not let bad Boris out. Must be a moderate one-nation Tory. As I was saying, it is wonderful to be here in Scunthorpe.
Plenty of shag material around here. Say, ding-dong, chunky fillies! Grazing on a diet of lard and chip butties with blotchy legs, crop tops from TK Maxx, no. Ding, 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 wah! And knickers from Poundland.
Stop it, bad Boris!
Oh, come on, Bozza. You know what they say about Scunthorpe? You can't spell it without using the word...
Stop it! Stop it. These people have many legitimate concerns.
And I have many illegitimate children. If they're not getting any cash out of me, why should these whippet fanciers get...
Oh, we should have known this was all a con!
Please don't go. I am even prepared to drink some of this Newcastle brown ale. What's happening? This drink is causing me to change. I'm changing into... a Northern Tory! Hello, everybody. Would you like to join me in a clog dance?
Hello? And welcome to Election 19. I know it was last week and everyone's gone home, but I've been sitting here so long, I've merged with my desk. Coming up later in the show, a wart that's shaped like Robert Redford, a vacuum cleaner that used to be a yoga teacher, a laughing gibbon with a head full of bees, and Diane Abbott!
Andrew, cease this vulgar fatuousness. We must break the patterns of the past and look forwards to the future.
Well, quite. So, looking to the future. Jeremy Corbyn's gone. What are you going to do now?
Andrew, it's obvious. We will continue as before.
We can't put in a new leader who's just a Corbyn clone.
Andrew, hush now. How did you find out about the Corbyn clone?
I was talking metaphorically.
Metaphors are for the bourgeoisie, Andrew. If we clone Jeremy, then that Jeremy will not be responsible for the last election disaster. And that Jeremy can continue just like the first Jeremy. And then when he fails disastrously, then another Jeremy can take over from that Jeremy. It is a recipe for perpetual Jeremy.
Oh. Dear God.
See, Andrew, let me pull off this sheet and reveal to you and the nation Jeremy 2.0.
Hello?
Can I ask him a question?
Of course.
Mr. Corbyn, Mark 2, what are your...
Can I finish? Can I just finish? Can I just finish now? Would you let me finish? Can I just finish? Finish.
You see, he's perfect.
So, Jeremy, Mark 2, what are your plans to get back to government?
It is obvious we must continue with our deselection process.
What's the point of deselecting MPs?
Not MPs, the electorate. Any voters that show disloyalty to the party must be purged.
Well, that sounds a little extreme.
Is that what you think? Then you are not loyal. You must be purged. Deselect, deselect, deselect.
Oh! Jeremy, you vaporized Andrew Neil. He was the only one the Tories feared. I'm not sure that was wise.
Dissent? Diane. Deselect! Finally, I have the party just as I want it. I am completely and utterly on my own. The Corbyn project is complete. But hang on. Can I be trusted? Can I really be trusted not to start a whispering campaign against myself, accusing myself of abandoning my socialist principles in favour of Blairite neocon-centrist policies people like? No, I cannot. Deselect! I'm glad we had this brief moment of reflection.
Hi, I'm Michael Portillo. And yes, my trousers do match my facial capillaries. I'm on another great railway journey. But who is this, sitting on the floor of the train? I believe it's Greta Thunberg.
Despite the lack of seats, I am fully committed to travelling on this train as part of my mission to save the planet.
Wonderful. Then you can accompany me for the next week as I flick through my antique copy of Bradshaw's, engage in jolly banter with the locals, and visit Britain's last surviving chutney mine.
Sod this, I'm getting the plane.
This is BBC One. Coming up this Christmas, it's Mrs. Brown's Boys again. And Call the Midwife again. Michael bloody McIntyre again. Oh, I don't know why I bother. You're only going to watch Netflix anyway. Go on then, see if I care. Go on, off you go. Watch The Bloody Crown.
Philip, I'm very concerned about the election of Harold Wilson. He's no friend of the monarchy.
Darling, it's the 1960s. Times are changing. People are changing. I used to be Doctor Who. Now I'm that bloke from Game of Thrones.
Your Majesty, there's someone here to see you.
Oh, who is it?
It's the Queen, ma'am.
Hello, Coleman.
Oh, gosh, the actual Queen. To what do I owe this honour?
Look, the thing is, things have gone a bit pear-shaped. My subjects have elected a Dulux dog on heat to run the country. I just can't be dealing with a weekly audience with Boris Johnson. He reeks of Old Spice, stale cheesy Watsits and other men's wives.
So, what do you want me to do?
Well, look, could you take over for a while? At least until I have the PM neutered.
Oh. I'd be honoured.
Brillo, well, I'm off to the Seychelles. Come on, Philip. Let's make like some eggs and scramble.
But I'm not Prince Philip, I'm just an actor.
You're who I bloody say you are, big boy.
Coming this Christmas, a new dramatization of one of the most famous events in British history, the Battle of Hastings.
My liege, I bring grave news. The Norman army under King William has utterly routed us and condemned the Anglo-Saxon forces to defeat, subjugation, and death.
Yes, but we won the argument. That's one in the eye for all those neoliberal canutes.
Look out!
And that is one in the eye for me. Ow.
You've reached the voicemail of the Prime Minister. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now. I lobbed it out the window when Carrie saw she was saved on there. Stopgap number 4.
Boris, it's Esther MacVeigh. Thanks for sending me over the first draft of this Tory party Islamophobia inquiry. It appears to be a beer mat on which you've scribbled, "Who cares? We're in power now, and anyway, what's the big deal? We've already got Sajim Jamhead or whatever his name is." don't want to criticise, but it seems a bit long-winded to me. How about writing screw 'em on the back of a fag packet?
BBC Radio 4. Some details now about the You and Yours Christmas special. The special part being that there isn't one. Now it's time for Yesterday in Parliament.
Order, order. The House will now continue with the swearing in of new members.
Ignore me! I'm not here, ignore me!
John Burke, what the blinkers are you doing here?
I've simply come to retrieve some bulky personal items I left behind the Speaker's chair. Ignore me!
Right, well, do it quickly then. Order, order.
Is that how you're going to say it?
What?
You need to give it a bit more welly, man. Order, order!
Order, order!
No, 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 no. It's more like, order, order.
No, no, I'm calling you to order. You, sir, you are no longer a member of this house. I must leave immediately.
All right, man. Honestly, what a pompous little man.
Order!
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 Order! Order! Order! Hello and welcome to Peston. The Labour leadership contest is already hotting up. Joining me is the much-tipped Rebecca Long-Bailey.
Heart of Clement Attlee, face of a sneaky little six-year-old.
Do you believe the next leader has to be a woman?
No. The next leader needs to be a northern woman. Only a northern woman can heal the rifts and rancour. Listen, Hovis, Bovril, Tunnock's tea cakes. How do you feel now?
How do I feel? I feel oddly soothed and reassured. Like, everything's going to be okay.
Not so fast.
Wigan MP Lisa Nandy joins us in the studio.
If it's going to be a northern woman, it's going to be me.
Oh, aye. Northern, are you? Wigan, that's practically Kent.
Listen.
What's happening?
I tell you what's happening. It's a northern off.
Ms. Long-Bailey has invoked an official northern off. Please state your name and northern credentials.
Rebecca Long-Bailey, a.k.a. Little Shorty. My dad was a docker. I was born in Old Trafford. And by that, I mean I was born on the actual pitch at half-time.
Lisa Nandy, a.k.a. Handy Nandy. Manchester born and bred. I've never eaten an olive and I've got an outside toilet for no reason other than to be folksy and real. Angela Rayner.
That's right, it's me, Angela, a.k.a. Big Ange. I'm a former care worker, teenage mother and my middle name is Coronation Street.
Are you entering the northern off?
No, I'm going to be Rebecca's deputy. If you want to talk to the little one, Nandy, you go through me.
All right, Rayner. We're taking this outside and settling this the traditional way by seeing who can eat the most meat pies while simultaneously taming a kestrel.
Bring it!
You're watching Newsnight with me, Kirsty Wark. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. More on that story later. First, we're hearing that Tories are now threatening to abolish Christmas. Boris Johnson joins me. Why Christmas?
Well, this home movie taken when I was nine will explain.
Look who it is, Boris!
Ha, 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 little boy! Hello, and what's your name?
I'm Boris. I do very much like your elf, Santa. She is fruity.
I see. So, have you been a good boy this year, Boris? Would you... Ow! Oh! Oh! He just kicked me.
I'm so sorry. He does that a lot. We've raised him as an entitled bastard, you see.
did you see that? Santa had the nerve to try and interview me. I do not like people asking me questions and making me look foolish.
So there you have it. The Tory government is at war with Christmas. But how will this go down with his more traditional MPs? I'm joined now by Jacob Rees-Mogg.
I am 100% backing the Prime Minister in abolishing Christmas. Peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Ghastly notions. Nanny and I have taken to watching A Christmas Carol backwards so that it has a happy ending.
Billy Elliot, what kid? You get your scrawny ass in here, no!
Aye, Dad, what is it?
Down the club. The lads say yous are doing something was won't tolerate. Something that lads didn't do round here. They're saying yous have voted Labour.
Available now. Working class northern films remade for a Tory majority.
Read, Billy, I'm away doing the wine bar for a carafe of Burgundy and some patty de foie gras. You stay here and look after me peacocks.
That's Working Class Northern Films remade for a Tory majority. Available on the BBC until Nicky Morgan shuts it down.
You're watching BBC News with me, the fighting pride of Bridgend, weighing in at an even 182 pounds, the undefeated, undisputed champion of news, Hugh the Welsh Warrior, Edward. The new House of Commons is preparing to debate Boris Johnson's EU withdrawal bill. We can cross over live and join our political editor, Laura Koonsberg.
And Hugh, let me tell you that this crucial, crucial vote about the very future of the United Kingdom is tonight on an absolute knife edge.
Really?
No, Hugh. No. The Tories are going to win comfortably, just like they're going to win every other single parliamentary vote for the next 5 bloody years!
Right, okay.
That is it, Hugh. The party's over. No more political pandemonium. How bleak is that?
But mightn't a period of relative political stability actually be welcomed by some people?
Yes, you. Sissies. But what about me? What the hell am I supposed to do now? For pity's sake, you. Even the bloody Speaker's not a lunatic anymore.
Well, after what's been a tumultuous few years, maybe you'll just have to take things a bit easier, Laura.
Okay. Okay, I see how it is. All that's left for me now is to go and lie down in a darkened room for about a fortnight and sweat out half my body weight while hallucinating there's a giant baby with the face of Jacob Rees-Mogg is crawling along the ceiling to get me. Wish me luck!
Laura Koonsberg there.
I should never have let Boris win.
In a world filled with death and despair, there is one group of British superheroes dedicated to upholding all that is good and decent. Sir Ian McKellen.
Keep the ring safe from the orcs, Frodo.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Keep firing at the Borg, Mr. Worf.
Dame Judi Dench.
Keep your head down and don't get killed, Bond.
And Alan Bennett.
Keep masticating fudge like that, Beryl, and I bet you a boiled egg your upper set goes flying and ends up in the compote.
They are the national treasures. In their secret base deep beneath BAFTA headquarters, the treasures assemble.
Why have we been summoned here?
Well, it's the election results, Mother. The news mightn't have reached the holodeck of the starship Whoopsie, but the Tories are back in power with a 5-year mission to boldly seek out new life and sanction its universal credit payment.
But how could that happen? Michael Sheen told everyone in his Twitter feed not to vote Conservative.
I know, Ducky. This means only one thing. People aren't paying attention to us actors.
What? This means that the British public ignored Michael Sheen, Mark Rylance, and Hugh Grant and voted in completely the wrong way.
Have they forgotten already how delightfully posh darling Huey's hair was in Notting Hill? Ungrateful wretches.
How can the great unwashed think they know as much about politics as someone who spent 8 hours in makeup every morning to play a wizard? Don't they know how we actors suffer?
They will when they see the reviews I'm getting for Cats the Movie. If I'm going to be morphed into some CGI feline monstrosity, I at least want my opinions mattering more than a bin man from Skipton.
You're a great bunch of cosseted, poncy morning minis. Self-important lovies, that's what you actors are.
Excuse me, who are you?
I'm a typical northern bloke, you poncy lot. This is my country now.
I'm sorry, I don't understand a word you're saying.
I shall handle this, Judy. I can speak bluff northern. Happen thou knows why they voted for Tories, sithy. Did thou not see Twitter feed of your new grant?
I'll tell thee. I don't listen to actors. I just listen to my gut and my pigeons.
Oh, dear God, we're doomed. How can this happen?
Oh, don't fret. Just let me rip off this mask I'm wearing to reveal.
Golly gumdrops. Hello, treasures.
Olivia Colman! Oh,
sorry, everyone. That was just me playing Trevor, a no-nonsense working-class Tory voter for Ken Loach's new film, Poor People Are Nice and We All Hate the Tories.
So now we can get on with our important work triumphing in the next election, the American one. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, we're on your side.
Donald Trump doesn't stand a chance.
Hooray!
Next time on War of the Worlds.
The Martians have destroyed everything. The land is barren, the sky red with a shroud of toxic vapor, and the specter of death stalks the earth. Those foul, unhuman creatures have annihilated almost every trace of human life.
Yes, but we have won the argument.
Dead Ringers was performed by John Culshaw, Lewis MacLeod, Jan Ravens, Deborah Stevenson and Duncan Wisby. The writers were Nev Fountain and Tom Jameson, Lawrence Howard, Ed Amsden and Tom Coles, Sarah Campbell, Alex Hardy and Simon Alcock. It was a BBC Studios production, and the producer and creator was Bill Dare.